Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. It's your freedom, damn it! Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We will be taking calls, as always, in the second hour. 646-716-7978. And make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, you know I'm not very good with the chat room. I do look in there from time to time, but when I'm on the air and I'm talking, I'm busy. If all I'm going to do is be talking on the chat room, I won't be able to talk. So I like to talk. I'm a talker. Maybe that's why I got a talk show. I don't know. But I like to talk a lot. So I apologize if I'm not responding to your little messages. But I do look in there from time to time. Chat room is for you people. It's not for me. It's for you people. Chat away. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to try to have a show from 4 to 6 p.m. If I can get a double confirmation from Joseph Gibson and Raquel Oikiai. So at least we got two. Which are two battleground states, North Carolina and Florida. and just get the mood. You know, what are people saying when they're coming out of the polls? What are they saying in the polls? What's the mood there? What's going on? What's the excitement like? And make sure that tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m., if I have the show, if I can get the confirmation from them, I'm going to come on. If not, I'm going to be paying close attention to this race. But I'm going to try to do the show from 4 to 6. Now, if you're out somewhere, I don't care where you are, whatever state you are. We got 50 of them. So whatever state you are and you want to call in and tell us, hey, you know, it's like this, it's like that, it's ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-deep, ba-doop, ba-doop, whatever it is. You report. There's nothing I can do about it. What if it's going on in your town? Well, that's what's going on in your town. But let us know. Let us know the feeling. What are people saying when they're coming out of the polls? It'll be a lot of fun. So give the show a call, 646-716-7978. Now, remember, if you do have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, it doesn't matter to me. Judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter. You've been tyrannized, you got a story to get out, you got to get it out. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain, it shows up news personality. You send me a little message, captain, I've been tyrannized. Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. It's that simple, and you got to start somewhere. And then I lead you on to other people, and they lead you on to other people, and you must never stop, ever, 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 period. Look at your voice. Your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, real quick, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio. From the Global Patriot Network, formerly the Radio Jihad Network, my good friends, Vito Esposito. He's on Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. He had a good show tonight. Thanks, Vito. And, of course, my first mate, Kel Fritzy, which is on tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. And I got a chance to hear from Tim Burton, who used to be her partner. He was on the Vito Esposito show. So it looks like, he's hanging in there. He's got a struggle. He's a fighter, man. He's a fighter, and he's from Britain. He's a fighter. Good for him. We need people just like that all over the world. Of course, Annie from Southern Sense, who comes on my Friday show, and Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. He also comes on my Friday night show. And, of course, my girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, which is also simulcast on Red State Radio. Okay, we got a lot to get through here tonight. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, the scuttlebutt of the day. Good God, we've got a lot of it. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I really don't. What in the hell is going on in the FBI? I mean, well, I've got a theory. We're going to be discussing that tonight. And the FBI, it really appears, but I think I know why, and I do have a theory, and I'm going to get to it, hopefully. God, takes me forever. But the FBI, I really believe it, and I've said it on this show several times. It's documented, so you can't say I just pulled it out of my butt. I've been saying this forever. They are protecting Barack Obama, not Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama can't stand the Clintons. The Clintons can't stand them. They can't stand each other, but Barack Obama was stupid enough to let her have this insecure server, which it turns out now that it wasn't just her. He might have been him, too. And there were other people, a lot of people in the administration, a lot of people in the White House and here and there, the state. Everybody had all these, you know, insecure servers for, I mean, God almighty, Jiminy Christmas. Well, the FBI can't arrest the entire administration, but I say, yeah, you can. And yeah, you should. I'm sure if you get a hold of the military, they'll be glad to step in and help you out. You know, that's just me. But they're protecting the president because he got in the middle of this crap, too. I think they're afraid of starting some race war because you know what it would be. Oh, well, Comey, he's white, and we know Barack Obama's black, so it's automatically the white man bringing the black man down, blah, 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 blah. And there's probably too many people connected to it that they can't get them all. That's probably more than likely like it. So, anyway, I'm going to get to my theory. I'm not going to get to it now. I'm going to cover the rest of what we got to cover, and then we're going to cover it one by one. I mean, the evidence is so overwhelming. Most people are like, how can this possibly be? I mean, it took 1.5 years to examine 55,000 emails, but it took them 8 days to examine 650,000 emails. Oh, now her maid, she's out there letting her maid. Yeah, I'm sure she was a maid. Yeah. She's a Filipino immigrant. I don't mean nothing, but the whole point is supposedly her maid is making copies of classified top secret documents, sending it out all over the place. I mean, making copies, God only knows what she was doing. I mean, that right there is a crime. Hillary Clinton, what are you kidding me? But see, if they get her, she's going to start spilling the beans. And when she starts spilling the beans, you're going to get the president, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, you're going to get a lot of people. You're going to get a lot of people. I think that's what they're doing. And my theory is they're waiting for after the election, gambling and hoping and praying that Donald Trump wins. But even if she does win, well, she could pardon herself. But if they're hoping that Donald Trump wins, and after Donald Trump has been sworn in, hopefully Barack Obama hasn't given her some kind of blanket pardon. Because the president can pardon whether there's an indictment or not. As soon as you commit a crime, he can immediately pardon you that very moment. There's nothing nobody can do about nothing. Maybe, I'm hoping and praying that maybe this is their plan. That hoping and praying that Donald Trump wins, and as soon as Donald Trump is sworn in, well, here come the indictments, and they're not going to get her on the emails, they're going to get her on the Clinton Foundation. And I think they're going to get, they can just get the Clintons. And I think they probably made a deal with the Obamas, because Obama doesn't want to get in trouble. He don't care. He hates the Clintons, and the Clintons hate him. He'd be glad to see her go. Wouldn't bother him a bit, as long as his butt was protected. So maybe that's what's going on. I'm hoping so. And Barack Obama should get, I mean, look, there should be a lot of, there should be a lot of investigations on Obama, especially what he did with classified information. You know he was blackmailed by Iran. By a lot of people. I mean, I'm sorry, you do not. I mean, we're America. They took our people and held them hostage, and so we took their money. That's right. That's a payment. Payment for taking our people. You don't get that money back. No, but this guy not only gave him the money back, plus interest. 30-some years. And, of course, the press kind of covered it a little bit, but, you know, they understand. Hey, well, it came from The Hague, and The Hague said that, you know, we had to pay, so we had to pay. The Hague. Screw The Hague. I don't give a damn about no Hague. No, I don't care what The Hague says. No. We don't have to. Stupid Hague. Don't give me The Hague. I don't want to hear it. It's got to be that. Because I can't figure this out. Because, again, the evidence is so overwhelming. And look at all the reports that have been coming out since Comey said he was going to reopen it. I mean, finally, the FBI, they got their case. They're working diligently overtime and this and that. Oh, that's how they got through the 650 emails. Everybody was on board, and they were all working overtime. That's how they did it. Well, I think they probably did go through the emails, and I think they did find a bunch of crime, but they can't prosecute her because she's going to be spilling the beans on a lot of people. I don't think there's enough, there's enough jails to put these people in. So in order to get her, because she is guilty, and she has been guilty for many, many, many decades, her entire career. Her entire career has been a fraud. She's made, that's how the Clintons make their money off, a fraud. They're con artists. That's all that they are. They're con artists. So you people out there in Pennsylvania, which I really do believe, I think Pennsylvania is going to flip. I think they are going to flip. Let me get my little map out here. But I really do believe it. I really do. And if Pennsylvania flips, now this is interesting here. Let me move this up here. Let's get this up here. Thing is slow as hell. Okay, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Now, it does look very close that he is going to get New Hampshire. Probably, he looks very good in North Carolina and, of course, very good in Florida. Right now they have Hillary Clinton projected at 268, which last week she was already at, 280-something? And now she's at 268. Now, Donald Trump is at 204. So things keep switching and changing here. But let's say Donald Trump gets Pennsylvania when the states start coming in. Oh, when the states start coming in. Oh, when the states start coming in. He's got 224. Now let's say he gets New Hampshire, which does look like he's going to get New Hampshire. That's 228. Let's say, oh, damn. I missed North Carolina. Well, let's see what Florida does. Florida, 257. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now what do we do? What do we do now? What do we do now? Well, let's see if he gets North Carolina. Say they found some votes in the back of somebody's pickup truck like the Democrats like to do. Oh, it's just in the back of my trunk. And it's been there for a few days. I don't know how it got there, but there it is. I just found them all. Look at all. Oh, they're all for Hillary. What do you know? He's at 272. So if he gets Pennsylvania, he gets New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida when they all start coming in. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. He doesn't need Virginia. Looks like he's going to get Ohio. Looks like he's really going to get Georgia and Iowa. Looks like he's going to get those states. So let's just say that he gets those and Utah. And he gets the other solid red states. You know he's going to get the solid red states. So if he picks up anything else, well, it's gravy. But all the stuff that's leaning red and is solid red, I think you can pretty much count it as solid red. I think you can pretty much count it Trump territory. So those are the states that he needs to win. And he's at 272, so any other state that he gets Arizona, Nevada, or maybe New Mexico, maybe Colorado. They're looking, and look, Michigan. Michigan is in play. If he gets Michigan, I mean, it's going to be an ass-whooping for her. He gets Michigan, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. Oh, it's going to be a very long night for the Clintons. A very long night. Let's see what that would look like on the electoral map here, just for grins. Let's see what that looks like. That's 288. Let's say he gets Colorado. Okay, 297. He could break 300. Well, let's say he gets Nevada. He's had a lot of this is a battleground state. Nevada and Arizona are labeled battleground. Well, battleground means more like it's leaning Republican or it's going to go Republican, but they don't want to report that because they don't want Hillary to look like she's losing. We can't let the, you know, we can't let the queen know that. She'll get upset. She'll throw things at us and curse at us. So let's say he gets Nevada. Now he's at 303. He goes at 300. That means that's a long night for Clinton. Whoa, baby. God, would that be sweet, huh? And he doesn't even have to get Virginia, but let's just say he looks right now. They've got a Virginia leaning the Democrat, which is code for it's either leaning Republican or it's a battleground. It's a toss-up. They don't want to admit that she's getting her butt kicked. So let's say then he does take Virginia. The 316. But to get to 272, if he just gets the projected red states, he doesn't need to pick up any other battleground state, Nevada or Arizona. But if he gets New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, let's put North, and Florida. He's going to need Florida. He's going to need Florida. He's going to need Florida. I don't see I just don't see a path. Just do not see a path here without Florida. But he gets New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. Wait a minute. Let's do this map over again here. Let's reset it. Okay, let's go. New Hampshire. He gets New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And North Carolina. He's got to get North Carolina. There he is. 272. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. If those states come in, because they're on the East Coast, they're going to be the first states reporting. If those four states come in, it's done. If you're going to go the solid red states that they already have projected, that doesn't mean you're going to pick up, he doesn't have to pick up Arizona, Nevada, or Colorado, which are very much in play. Same with Michigan is very much in play. Same with Virginia, which is very much in play. And a pretty good portion in Maine is in play. So he could even pick up another vote. It might even get him a 273. But if he starts picking up Michigan then, which is the next wave that comes in, they'll come in again, you know, shortly after. Then it's over. It's done. So I'm hoping and I'm praying. So, but in any event, if tomorrow you're at your polling place and you want to call in the show and you want to talk to people that have come out and see if they want to say something. If they don't, leave them alone. That's fine. Because I don't like to be polled when I come out. I don't like to be polled. So don't poll me. But if you are and people want to respond, we'd like to hear what they have to say, the real people. See, because at 6 o'clock Eastern is when the first exit polls start to, you know, really come out. So I want to hear the contrast between the real people and what the media tells us. See what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. So wherever you are in the United States, you want to call from 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern time, 646-716-7978. And it'll be a lot of fun. If I can't get it together, well, then we can't do the show. But, I mean, I'd like to do it anyway, at least start off and see if we can't go somewhere. but to find out what the people, what the real people are thinking. Not what the media is telling you what we are thinking. I don't like to be told what to think. I hate that. Don't tell me. I hate the stupid television. Don't give me that. That's not my opinion. Don't tell me what my opinion is. I got my own damn opinion. And if I want to express it, I will. If I don't, then I won't. These are decisions that I make, not you. You're the stupid television. Ah, hate that stupid television. But again, her maid. Huh, I mean, who gives their maid, you know, top secret information to run copies off? Well, you know, first of all, it wasn't a maid. She was doing probably a little bit more than just making copies. Now, did the Filipino government, did they blackmail her? We know the Filipino president was very upset with Barack Obama. He called him all kinds of good names. He didn't care. And I think he might have a pretty good reason to. So what the hell's going on with that? I mean, none of this stuff makes any sense. But we do know that Hillary, I mean, just the information that has come out in the public is enough to convict. Not only indict, but convict. Please. And then this Jennifer Palmieri, whatever her name is, she's one of the Clinton spokespeople or something, I don't know. Well, she tweeted yesterday, now get this, me and my brother were cracking up yesterday. We were talking on the phone about this. As soon as the news came out that Comey did this, we're like, what the? I mean, you know, come on. But I found this this site that had her tweet, and it said that if there are any emails that might come out, they're probably fake. So, I mean, they already know that WikiLeaks is about to blow up something. Now, he was supposed to do a bunch of stuff today. I don't know if he did. I didn't see anything. Maybe he's got something tomorrow. Who knows? But, I mean, now who does that if that's not somebody who is guilty? Now, if anything comes out and says that I'm guilty, just remember it's fake. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, their people will do it. They'll look the other way. Because they got a tweet. The tweet said, I mean, it's a tweet. You can't go against a tweet. Come on, this is a tweet. You know, tweet. Tweet, tweet. Stupid tweets. I hate that stupid Twitter. But if anything that comes out that says that I'm guilty of anything, just remember it's fake. It's not real. The Russians and, you know, like James O'Keefe, Donald Trump, and the KKK, they all get together. This is, you know, they're making stuff up. It's fake. Don't give it. No, never mind. Just leave it alone. Nothing to see here. There's no there. Go away. And now it looks like Chelsea. Now get this now. Get this. Looks like Chelsea Clinton was using the Clinton Foundation funds to pay for her, what was it, a $3 million, $6 million wedding? It was a ridiculous amount. For a wedding. It's a stupid wedding. Chelsea Clinton used Family Foundation's cash to pay for her wedding. Living expenses and taxes on gifts of cash from her parents. So the Clinton Foundation has been taking all of these donations and making sure that little sweet Chelsea is living a lavish lifestyle. And they use it to pay for her wedding? It was a ridiculous amount. I remember it was like $3 million or something like that. It was stupid. Well, Doug Band, formerly the top aide to President Bill Clinton, griped about what the former first daughter's spending in January 4, 2012 email released by WikiLeaks. The investigation into her getting paid for campaigning, using foundation resources for her wedding, and life for a decade, taxes on money from her parents, blah, 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 blah. That's what Band wrote to John Podesta. It's another John Podesta email. And he continues, I hope that you will speak to her and end this once we go down this road. So it looks like there's a little tiff going on between Chelsea and this Band, because she's pissed off. She was trying to accuse Band of trying to make money off the Clintons. Well, it looks like, you don't make money off the Clintons. Clintons can make money off of you, but you can't make money off of them. But he knew about her living off of the foundation's money. She's living a lavish lifestyle off of a charity. She should go to jail, too. She was old enough to know better. So maybe my theory, maybe I'm hoping my theory is correct, that the FBI, in order to, you know, well, save the country from all kinds of hysteria, they cannot get her on those emails. Because if they get her, like I said, they're going to be getting a lot of people, and they just can't get that many people. So in order to, you know, keep the country from, you know, blowing up, literally, they stopped it. They got enough. They got four investigations going on her foundation. So you know damn good and well that there's a there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have four different. The FBI would not waste four different investigations on one foundation if there wasn't there. They chose not to indict her because there was too much there. But after the election, and after Donald Trump is sworn in, well, Obama cannot pardon her, and you know damn good and well that Donald Trump isn't going to pardon her. And that's how they get her. And they're going to have to get Bill, too, and Chelsea, the whole family. You're going to have to get them all. Scoop them all up. A big, giant pooper scooper. And scoop them up. Preyed on people for far too long, and I can't believe people. I mean, we all saw it, well, you know, people who've got a brain, we saw it in the early 90s. My God. We all knew it. Everybody knew it. But all you lefties are, no. She's so intelligent. What makes her intelligent? Why do you say that? Well, I saw it on television. It was on the news. Oh, all right. That makes sense. Well, look at this. I mean, look, they're going to have to get the whole family. This whole family is corrupt. This whole family is nothing but corrupt. America, we can't have this anymore. I'm sorry, but no. I'm with Donald Trump, man. Drain the swamp. Let's get it drained already. Speaking of Donald Trump, he has a rally today. Well, it was supposed to be tonight, but something happened and got delayed, so now it looks like it's going to be a midnight rally. That's got to be fun. I bet that's going to be a lot of fun, man. A midnight rally in Leesburg, Virginia. Well, evidently they're reporting, and I'm seeing the pictures here. 2.5 mile long lines in Leesburg, Virginia. Now, wait a minute. I thought Virginia was blue. Or at least leaning blue they got now. So if they're blue, is blue is what what they have been, and what you want it to be, what you claim that it is, how the hell do you explain these 2.5 mile long lines in Leesburg, Virginia? How do you do that? You can't. Well, how I can do it is Donald Trump is winning in Virginia. They don't want to admit it. These battleground states are more either leaning Republican or could be solid Republican. But if they're leaning blue, that means that they're more along the lines of leaning red and gaining speed. I'm hoping and praying. I mean, I really want to see a very long evening for Hillary Clinton tomorrow night. I want to see a landslide. I feel good about the chances. I'll tell you that. I feel good about the chances. But what I don't feel good about is this going to be rigged or not? We don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to be, and I'm not saying it's not going to be. I'm saying I don't know. But if Hillary Clinton wins, yeah, I got to say it's rigged. After all this has come out, you've got to see by now, I'm hoping that there's people on the fence listening to everything that's been happening in the last couple of days. And I hope they make a decision and go, wait a minute, she gets off again? She's got to be corrupt. I cannot do that anymore. I cannot vote for any more corruption. That's what I'm hoping happens. But, her sycophants. Oh, see, I told you there was nothing there. Oh, see, the FBI. Oh, we love the FBI now. We hated them yesterday, but today we love them. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on with the FBI, but I do know that the agents, the guys who do the work, the real agents, not the politicians who claim to be the director, the director of the FBI and the CIA, I'm sorry, but they should be people that have worked in the CIA and the FBI. They shouldn't be, political friends. They should be people that have worked in the FBI, that know the FBI. People that, know the CIA. They shouldn't be a political appointees. That might help in the, draining the swamp. And the attorney general should be voted on by the people, not the president. I know, look, the president, you want to have your own lawyer to make sure whatever it is that you want to do is constitutionally correct. I don't have a problem with that. I think you should have one. But the attorney general, I think, should be voted by the people. And I think it should be offset from the presidential election. And the attorney general should have a 6-year term, not a 4-year term. Keep it offset from the elections. That way the American people can decide who they want for their attorney general. Instead of having that, now you got the attorney general, of course they're not going to go after anybody in their own party. Oh, no, there's nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here. Oh, Donald Trump said the P word. Oh, there's some there. Let's go, boys. Jesus Christmas. You see what I'm saying? That's why I want the attorney general to be voted on by the people and have the election be offset from the presidential election. Now, if something happens where they die, well, then you have a special election. But I'm sick and tired of having these presidents getting these attorney generals and allowing them to get away with whatever the hell they want to get away with. My God, I cannot be the only one who sees this. Of course I'm not. But I'm looking at these pictures. Now, this is in Virginia. It's supposed to be blue. Or now they got leaning blue. these pictures, I mean, these lines, I mean, they are just, I mean, they're huge. 2.5 miles, and it's cold. You can tell it's cold. Everybody's all, it's night. It's dark. It's night. It's cold. They all got coats and jackets and hats and gloves and all kinds of crap. They're out there. Man, this is Virginia. The night before the election, man. That says something right there. That says there's a movement. That says people are, you know, I mean, that's a good sign for Donald Trump. That's what that is. This is a good sign for Donald Trump. But these lines are huge. Even after Terry McAuliffe, the governor, who's also a real big friend of the Clintons. Oh, yeah, they're buddies. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thick as thieves, literally. Well, he recently just pardoned 60,000 felons. When you get a pardon, you can vote. And they were making sure that they got registered to vote. And, of course, they were probably told, you want to keep this pardon, you vote for Hillary Clinton. How many of them did it or not? Well, they don't really know. But you know why he did it. Well, evidently it was a close race. They've had some close races in the past. And I think that they are really afraid is why they do stuff like this. They're trying everything they can. I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Well, I come to find out that when you go to these free concerts, it's not really free. Well, it's free. But they got you. And if you're not registered, they register you right there. And if you are registered, well, then they take you either by shuttle or across the street or wherever, but they bus you to wherever you need to go to vote. So, you know, they're going to get a certain amount, probably all of them are going to vote for Hillary. So that's what they're doing. They're in trouble. They can't get people to go up to the voting booth by themselves. They wouldn't show up. And they need them because they know that they are in trouble. And when you're that desperate, and Barack Obama's flying all over the country instead of doing his job. That's the only thing that this guy has ever done as president. Remember when he first became president? Sorry, I was choking. Oh, my God. What the hell was that all about? But when he first became president, that's all he did was campaign. That was it. That's all he did was campaign. It's like, dude, the election's over. Bush did it. Bush did it. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I didn't do nothing. Bush did it. Bush did it. Good God, all friggin' mighty. 60,000 felons just so they can vote. Pardons them. Again, her maid. That's a crime right there. But I'm sick and tired of hearing this. Well, you got to have intent. There's no intent. There's no intent of committing the... Look, first of all, you're dealing with classified information. Intent is not part of the equation. Intent? I don't care why you intended to do it. You did it. Look at that kid that's in jail now for a year, and his mom's been blasted all over Hannity. He did not have the intention of giving the Russians or somebody else pictures of what it looks like inside the submarine. He did not have the intent, but it didn't matter. He still goes a year in prison because he took pictures inside a secure area. So So it does not matter the intent. I'm sick and tired of people using that. Intent? Intent has nothing to do with it. You were careless with classified information. That right there is the crime. You cannot be careless with classified information. That's the crime. The intent is irrelevant. And to allow your maid polishing the silver, and here she is making copies of emails, top secret emails? Really? Wow. Again, another crime. Just what the public knows, it is blatantly obvious that there are crimes. But again, I really believe, and I'm hoping that I'm right. It looks like we got a couple callers, so I'm going to get you here just real quick. We're going to go early, because I got to get out of here early. The Seahawks are playing, and I got to cook my chicken dinner, my lucky chicken dinner. And it better work, because we need a win. But I'm hoping that my theory is, I'm really, really hoping that my theory is correct. That they are doing this because they know they can't indict her on the emails because there's too many people involved and they're going to have to bring down too many people. So they wait till the election is over. They're hoping and praying that Donald Trump wins, which I do believe he will. Then once Barack Obama is on the helicopter, he's off the White House grounds and Donald Trump is sworn in, they can start handing out the indictments to all of the Clintons. Happy New Year! Here's your indictment, and Obama can't pardon you. And you know damn good and well that Donald Trump isn't going to pardon you. That is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping and praying that that is their plan. It better be their plan. I hope to God it's their plan. If not, I mean, this is just too corrupt. But I'm really hoping that her people see that and go, wait a minute, you know, yeah, I was supporting Hillary Clinton because she had a little vagina and not a penis. God Almighty. You talk about sexism. I mean, they blame the right for being sexist. I don't know how or why, but whatever. But Hillary Clinton pays her women at her foundation less money than men, but that's okay. Oh, but I'm going to fight for women's rights. Yeah, you are. I mean, these people, I mean, it's okay for them to be as sexist and homophobic and this and that is as they want to, but you can't do it. Voting for a woman simply because she's a woman is sexist. People think that sexist is only white males who, well, they say, hate women. Where the hate comes from, I don't know. These people are idiots. Hold on, I'm choking again. I don't know what the hell's going on. Been talking too much, I guess. I don't know. Been a busy weekend. I can tell you that. A very busy weekend. Well, I'm hoping that that's my plan. I mean, I'm hoping that that is the FBI's plan. These people cannot continue. These people cannot continue. Of what they're doing. And now we're getting more information coming out about this sex ring they got going on and their links to that Jeffrey Epstein, who owns that orgy island in the Bahamas, bringing underage girls. and boys, sex slaves. I mean, for the love of God. And I've seen some of the pictures and crap that they got, that they showed in his, that they found. And it's just creepy. And then that John Podesta, and they're going to these, what they call spirit cooking, where they're taking blood and making pictures and doing all kinds of weird stuff. And that was like with blood and sperm and urine and just I mean, these people are just nuts. And they have, you know, these rituals with young kids. And I mean, just this is what you want. This is this John Podesta, this freak, this pedophile, this guy drinking, you know, I don't know if he's drinking the blood or whatever, but he goes to these shows. The poem, I mean, this is sick, twisted stuff, man. I don't even want to talk about it. But look it up, spirit cooking. Look it up, Google it. I did. It's nasty. But, I mean, these people are, I mean, just, they're crazy. We can't be having this crap in the, you know, we can't be having this in our government anymore. I'm really hoping that America is fed up, can't take it anymore. And they vote Donald Trump. Pennsylvania, we need you. Pennsylvania, we love you. We love Pennsylvania. And real quick before we go to the calls, I'll tell you something about Pennsylvania. When I'm moving, I'm driving across country, and I'm moving from Washington State to New York. I remember I come across, I don't know where the hell I was, but I come across this bridge. It was only like a two-lane road. And I'm crossing this bridge, and over this like ravine, and the colors. Now, this was in May, early May, but the colors were just, I mean, everything was just gorgeous, and I had to stop. The sight was amazing. It was beautiful. I had to stop the truck. There wasn't that much traffic. I don't think I was lost, but I was taking like a, I don't know, a shortcut or whatever, but I didn't care. It was a beautiful, I don't even know where I was, whatever. It didn't really matter. I found this place, and I had to stop the truck right there on the bridge, man. I didn't give a damn. Somebody came up, I was, yeah, you know, whatever. I got problems. Shut up. Go along. Move away. This view is gorgeous. Stop the truck and I'm taking pictures and everything. Oh, it's beautiful. So I do love Pennsylvania. So we need you, Pennsylvania. That's all you got to do is just get out there and you vote Donald Trump. That's all you got to do. That's it. North Carolina, do the same. Okay? We love North Carolina. Who doesn't love North Carolina? Come on. We love North Carolina. And Florida, come on. Who doesn't love Florida? Come on. Disneyland. Come on. It's Florida. Leonard Skinner, for God's sakes. Come on. This is Florida. Everybody loves Jimmy Buffett. Everybody loves Florida. We need you, Florida. We need you. You're important. And New Hampshire, of course we love New Hampshire. We need those four states. We get those four states, we're home. Any other states we pick up is gravy. Pick up Colorado, gravy. Pick up Nevada, gravy. Arizona, gravy. New Mexico, gravy. Michigan, gravy. Any other state we pick up is going to be gravy. But we need those four. Those are the key. Those are the key states. Now, if he doesn't get those four, I mean, forget about it. I'm just going to turn the stupid television off. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch this country sink. I can't do it. It's like watching your dog die, man. Nobody wants to sit there and watch their dog die. Well, I can't sit there and watch my country die. I don't know. I really feel good. I got a good feeling. I got a really good feeling that tomorrow, I really do. I really think that tomorrow's going to be a good day for the country. I really, really do. I really think Donald Trump is going to pull this off. And I really think he's going to get Michigan. And I think he's going to get Pennsylvania and New Hampshire. and North Carolina and Florida. He might even get Colorado. He might get Nevada and Arizona. He gets those. I mean, it's all over. It's a butt whooping. All right, 2 seconds, and then we'll get to the calls. Hold on. I don't know what the hell I got in the back of my throat. I think I got it out now. But I don't know if it was like a hair or I don't know what the hell it was. Maybe a bug flew in the back of my throat. I don't know what the hell it was, but it was making me. I'm trying to speak and choke and die at the same time. I was busy. All right, let's go to the calls here. Looks like this is Joseph. Let's bring him on. Joseph.
Hey, Cap. Can you hear me?
No, I can't. I got nothing but noise.
Can you hear me now?
I got nothing but noise.
Hang on.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay. Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, Cap. That's the headphones I was working with, but that's why I'm wondering. What's the schedule for tomorrow? What are we doing? What time are you going to do show?
Well, I don't know if you heard, if you were on before, but I want to do it. My plan is 4 to 6, and the reason why, 4 to 6 Eastern, because 6 o'clock Eastern is when most of the stations start really getting hot and heavy in their exit polling. So I want to compare to what, the mood is, where the real people are, and compare it to what the news tells us.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, then that's what I want to do. I want to put my listeners, I want to advertise my show with your call-in number.
And they need to call in.
Because
right.
I'll be on the road.
Right, but they need to call in and tell us. So you're not going to be there?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be on the road, and I'm going to call your number from my number. My personal number, and my personal number is the number you see right now, and
right.
that will be my. And I will be at a Greensboro, North Carolina polling place where I'm going to ask people who they voted for as they come out of the polls live on your show, and I'm going to have my people and my supporters call into your show and listen in at the same time. So 4 to 6, that's what I need to advertise on my program.
Right, but, what I'm trying to do is to get, people from all over, wherever you are, is to call in and let us know what the mood is. What are people saying when they're coming out? What are they saying when they're coming in? Well, are they hanging out? Are they in a good mood? Are they in a bad mood?
Exactly.
I'm
going to do that for you, Cap. I'm going to get you Wisconsin, which is an hour before your time. I'll get you Bitbanker. Who's in your time? I'll get people down here in North Carolina in my time.
Well,
and
wait
I'm
a minute,
Bitbanker is in Ventura.
Bitbanker, he's Connecticut, right?
That's correct. But I'm going to get Dr. Ventura, who's a friend of mine, who's in California, in Imperial Beach. And
We got Connecticut, North Carolina, Florida. If Raquel can do it. Wisconsin, that's great. And California. I tried to get my brother to do it, but he didn't want to do it.
If we can get someone in the mountain time, the Pacific Mountain time,
we'd be great. Well, I got a lot of relatives in Colorado. Maybe I should, but I haven't spoken to them in a long time. But we need Colorado. We need someone from there. Because
We'll have all four time zones. But Cap, you gotta remember, I'm gonna be standing in front of people as they come out of the poll booth
in Greensboro,
North Carolina. Okay.
Well, you gotta be outside. You gotta be careful. You can get in trouble. You gotta be outside of the the school.
I've researched the laws. And I'm going to a local church in the area that I live in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask people as they exit, after they vote, who they voted for, if they don't mind, live on your show, coordinated with my show, if they'd be willing to tell us who they voted for. And hopefully we can, you know, scratch it down on a piece of paper. Hey, if I ask 20 people out of 30 who walk out of that polling place and they say Trump, then, you know, we're getting a live exit poll. And that's great,
what?
You know.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Oh, we lost you. It went completely blank. But no, I mean, I want to find out what the real people are saying versus what, you know, the media is going to be telling us.
Exactly.
But it all still boils down to, and I've done this a million ways. You watch the first polls that come out. And they'll come out, most of them end about 8, you know, but we're going to start getting them in about 8:30-ish, maybe, you know, very shortly after 8. But 8 o'clock is when a lot of the polls close on the East Coast. I think New York goes till 9.
True,
but,
Cap. That's
but I know,
true,
I know, but
hold on.
I know, hold on, hold on.
Exit,
let me finish,
you know?
Let me finish. I know,
okay.
Let me finish. But if you watch these 4 states, now, these are the first states that are being reported. So if it comes out that New Hampshire goes Trump, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida, those are going to be the first ones coming out. If he gets those 4 states, it is going to be a very, very long evening for Hillary Clinton. And
exactly.
That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
But if he doesn't get Pennsylvania, he could still bring in Michigan and from the West, and he could still make it up. But look, Virginia is really, I mean, he's got these lines right here tonight. It ends up, you know, things happen and he's going to be coming in late. So, but they have 2.5 mile lines and they've been waiting for hours, and it's going to be a midnight rally tonight in Virginia. Now, this is Virginia that's supposed to be blue. It doesn't look very blue. It doesn't look very blue at all. My God, these lines. I mean, I'm looking at the pictures.
And Cap, before you carry on, just so you know, Buffalo is leading Seattle 14-7. Just to put that on you.
You've got to be kidding me.
14-7, brother.
Well, I'm leaving here a little bit. Wait a minute. The game just started.
It's 14-7. I'm not going to lie to you. Come on now. It's 14-7.
The game is just barely 30 minutes into it.
It's the first quarter with 1 minute and 59 seconds remaining. Buffalo's winning 14-7. I'm not going to lie to you. I swear.
God almighty. Well, see, I haven't had a chance to cook my chicken yet, and I'm not going to be able to cook it until I get off the air. But I'm getting off a half hour early.
All right, so listen, you're broadcasting at 4 p.m., so I'm to call your show. I'm going to call your show at 4 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be at the polling place, and
right.
I'm going to have my show on live simultaneously with yours. But all my callers are going to call into your show, okay?
Right. You know, we'll find out wherever they are. It doesn't matter. I don't care what state. We got 50 of them, you know. But I'm really thinking, I mean, here it is. This is Virginia. And these people have been waiting in line all day, and they're not going to be able to see Trump until midnight. It's going to be a midnight rally, and they're already.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
This is Virginia. This is Virginia. This is supposed to be blue. This is the same state where their governor pardoned 60,000 felons so they could win, because they lost the last election by what, 50,000? So I mean, this is, well, they're losing. And
it's
Pennsylvania.
Crazy. But Cap, what we need to do is on Facebook tonight, and on my Facebook also, we need to promote this program with my supporters, your supporters, Raquel, her supporters. And whatever relatives you have, I'm going to contact Interpraise Media Group. That's another show on Blog Talk that I actually started out on, Dr. Peter Ventura. I'm going to ask him to tune into your show tomorrow night. And
well,
we're hoping to blow the airwaves up tomorrow night.
I'm going to be doing a promo tomorrow anyway, and like I do when I have a guest, and promo it and put it on and put it up. I'm hoping around.
I'm going to be there live at a polling place on the air with you.
I know.
I promise. I will be there, brother.
No, okay. As long as we got, you know, one person, we'll get Raquel. And, you know, like I said, you got the other callers. You got Wisconsin. You got these different places. Colorado would be beautiful to have. California. And I'm telling you, all my relatives have moved out of California because they couldn't take it anymore. And I loved California.
Oh, I know. Oh, well, and don't forget, it's not about just Trump on the ballot. Oh, there's a lot of things on the ballot this
tomorrow. I just want you to keep an eye because there's still a lot of Reagan Democrats out there. And California, and just like Long Island where I am, it's a lot more conservative than you may think. Now, California's always,
true,
because of L.A., San Francisco,
true,
they're always going to get – you know, go predominantly nationally, they're going to go a Democrat. But watch, those numbers are going to be not quite as much as they have been in the past, meaning there's going to be a lot more Republican votes in California than you thought.
Can I ask your opinion, Cap? Can I ask your opinion as a personal friend? If Hillary wins, what do you think we're going to do in this country for the next 4 years? As a friend.
War.
Yeah. Yeah.
Civil unrest. It's gonna be a freaking nightmare.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
I know. Wow.
You know,
that's what's at stake, Cap. That's what the people listening tonight need to understand, and the people who listen in the archive tomorrow morning. Yeah, they need to understand this. We're in trouble, Cap. You're a Navy brother. You know, we're in trouble, man.
Well, they're going to pick a fight with not only Russia, but a fight amongst her own people. And America cannot be. We're already $21 trillion in debt and growing.
I know.
And now we're going to be fighting a war with Russia and with our own people. This is ridiculous. It's not. I mean, we can't have that.
I know.
We just can't
have it. Our only hope is to vote for Trump. And please, people. Those of you out there listening, please get out there tomorrow. Vote for Trump, even if you don't like the guy. For God's sake, Hillary is not the answer. The Clintons are not the answer. Look what they did to us in the 90s. Look what they did.
Hey, look. It looks like, and I don't know if you heard my theory, but my theory is that the FBI is – they know that they can't get Hillary Clinton on the emails, because if they do, she's going to be spilling the beans, and they know who she's going to spill them on.
Yep.
There's going to be too many people. Barack Obama, a whole bunch of people, so they can't get them all. So I think, and I'm hoping and I'm praying that this is what they're doing, is hoping and praying that Donald Trump wins. Once Donald Trump is sworn in, then they can start handing out the indictments, and it looks like the indictments, not from the emails, but from the Clinton Foundation, and the information that's being reported and I got right in front of me, looks like Chelsea Clinton is also in trouble because she's been living off the foundation money, and she spent a $3 million foundation
money
for her wedding. Her wedding.
Been
living off. She's been taking gifts. The whole Clintons have been stealing. That's how they live. They got cheap money. They're con artists. They're crooks. The whole family is crooked, and maybe that's what they're going to do. Wait till Obama's out; he can't pardon them, and they're just going to scoop them all
that's
up.
That's right.
You know,
but
scoop them up.
Just so everyone understands, your Cap. Just so everyone understands, and again, for the people that are listening that support my program, that support yours also, that I asked to tune into your program tonight, you're broadcasting between 4 and 6 because I can't have a studio when I'm out there in the field. So it's going to be your studio, Cap, and I'm having my supporters call into your number tomorrow.
Right.
And
right.
Okay?
No, I get it. I understand.
Very good.
4 and 6
tomorrow night.
Right. I know. No, it's it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, we'll find out. But tomorrow night, boy, that's going to be exciting. It really
our country depends on it. And not that it's exciting. There's a lot depending on this broadcast cap.
I'm hoping that people, because now she gets off again, I hope that people can see that, hey, you know, she's really, really corrupt.
Yeah,
because all
I
the information, look what they were talking about. All the information that has been coming out since Comey said, I'm going to reopen it up. Well, we've got all of these emails that have come out that shows proof that confidential information was sent out. Just a treasure trove of new information. And then they're going to come out and say, well, we're still not going to prosecute. And the American people are like,
this is the most important broadcast, I believe, that you've done this year, coming up tomorrow night. I believe it.
I know.
This is the most important broadcast. Our country depends on you, Cap, and people like us in the alternative media, really. And I am partners with you, and I'll do anything you ask, and that's why I'm going out in the field. I'll call your program tomorrow, and we're going to listen to people live out in the field tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I mean, no, we need to find out what the real people are saying. And I'm telling you, here in Long Island, I've never heard anybody say that they're voting for Hillary.
I agree. I know. Neither have I.
And I really believe that there's going to be a lot of states that are going to be flipping. And
I know.
It's going to look, I think New Hampshire, I really do. I think he's got New Hampshire.
What do you think about Nevada? I've got a supporter that called into my program, and he talks about Nevada.
I think he's got I think he's going to get Nevada. It stands a pretty good chance. They had that little scare the other day where, you know, some guy had an anti-Trump, you know, banner towards the stage, and then somebody yelled, he's got a gun, he's got a gun, and then, he didn't have a gun. He didn't have a gun, he just had a sign, and somebody freaked out, and of course, you know, maybe that might have been staged, I mean, I don't know, but it rallied the crowd. Donald Trump came out a couple minutes later, and, you know, everything went on. And then, of course, he's all over the place. He's all over the place today.
Yeah.
Where's Hillary? Well, she had one little stop.
Hillary with her 20 supporters. Her 10, her 10 or 20, 30 supporters, you know?
Well, they got a little party tonight, I guess. Bruce Springsteen, you know, another free concert, you know, get the young voters.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen. You know what? I'll never listen to another one of his songs again, you know?
I mean, he's just I don't know. He's just sing your little songs, Bruce, and, you know, shut up.
Yeah, his pink house is, you know?
I mean, my God. But, I mean,
Dancing in the dark again.
I don't know what the hell. But I really feel good about tomorrow, because I really feel that the American people have just flat out had enough, and they just don't like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, they talk
Reagan
about,
was down in the polls. Reagan was down in the polls with Carter.
I know.
You know? I mean, Cap, can I ask you, as a friend, what's your opinion about tomorrow night? Let me tell you. What do you think? How is it going to turn out?
It's going to turn out that Donald Trump is going to be our next president, because the American people have just flat out had enough, and they can't take it anymore. All the momentum, all the feeling gravitating towards Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is speaking like the majority of the American people. And, you know, when they say that Donald Trump is, you know, one of the most hated candidates, that's because the left just hates him. It's not the people on the right, and, you know, he's got people, he's already doubled the black vote. And I've been telling you about the black vote. Is going to be a lot more than you think. He's already doubled
what
Romney did.
What about the Latino vote?
He's doubled the black vote, what Romney got the last time, and growing. the Hispanic vote is growing and growing. They
okay.
have these lines, people, I mean, miles long, people honking their horn. These were all Latinos that were coming in to
wow.
vote for Donald Trump. This was in Florida. Like, this was in Miami. So this notion, you know, trying to get J-Lo to come out there to get the Hispanics.
Oh,
and they got
Lord.
Jay-Z and Beyonce to get the black vote. I mean, these people are so superficial, so phony. Why don't you go out there and sell yourself, Hillary? Sell, give me a reason to vote for you. Well, Donald Trump has been
Amen.
Giving me reason
Amen.
After reason after
Amen.
Reason after reason. Donald Trump earned every one of his votes, unlike Ted Cruz, who went out and bought superdelegates. Donald Trump went out there and he sold himself. He said, here, this is what
True.
I'm going to do for you. I'm not going to buy you. I'm going to sell you. This is the reason. This is exactly why we need him. You know, this
yeah.
is why people are gravitating toward him, because he earned every single vote that
Cap,
he got.
Like he said, you know, why not change? Why not go against the normal establishment? He's not a politician. And, you know, Obama says his policies are fraudulent. His policies are suspect.
Oh,
he doesn't have any
policies.
He hasn't been president yet.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, oh, and then you got Obama. I mean, you know that they're in trouble when they start bringing out the KKK. Oh, Donald Trump and his supporters are KKK, and yo,
yeah.
I'm not going to prosecute any illegal immigrant that comes over here and votes. We're not
yep.
gonna. We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna. We're not gonna. We're not gonna bust you for voting. I mean, he's out there. I mean, that right there is a crime. I mean, the FBI,
yeah,
like I said, there's not enough jails to put these people in. But look, we can't have this crap in our country anymore. We do have to drain the swamp, because look, we're dying here. We're dying.
Yeah. yeah.
The ship is dying here. You know?
We're sinking.
I mean, we are,
mayday, mayday. We're sinking.
Hey, we, you know, we're like Apollo 13, man. We're going to have to plug that leak, man. The CO2 is going to kill us.
Yeah.
Jesus Christmas. Hey,
Cass, Buffalo and Seattle, 14-14, just so you know.
Don't tell me
left.
More scores. Don't tell me more scores. I only got 9 minutes, and then we're cutting out of here. I definitely got
All
to
right,
see
tomorrow,
the game.
4 p.m., I'm going to be calling you, Cap, live on the road.
Well, no, I think I would love to be at that midnight rally tonight there in Virginia. I mean, these pictures, people
oh,
are
yeah.
standing out there for
yeah.
hours, and now they're going to be out there until midnight. What time is it now? It's 9:19. They still got almost 3 hours to go. And that shows
wow.
you right there. When you're going to have
the
these
loyalty.
People standing in line,
yeah.
standing in line for 8 hours, it's going to be some of these people. 8 hours standing in line to see Donald Trump
yeah.
in Virginia, which is supposed to be blue. Now, that tells you something right there. So
sure does, brother.
Virginia in the mix, it's going to be – he's going to top 300. I think what I'm predicting – I don't want to say I'm predicting, but so far, judging by everything, I think we're looking at a landslide. I think Donald Trump is going to win by a landslide if
okay.
He
okay.
he's got to get Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. Those are the three states. That's landslide right there, because you know those three states, North Carolina and Pennsylvania, if they flip, you know that you stand a really good chance of getting Virginia, which
true.
Looks like we're going to
Very
get tonight.
True.
You're going to get Michigan. You get Michigan. Oh, my God. You know Colorado and Nevada and Arizona and the rest. And, you know, maybe
and
even
Obama
Wisconsin.
Says, don't throw away the change we've had, the progress we've had in Michigan.
What progress? Oh, I know.
What
oh, yeah.
progress?
Yeah, like what he's got in Detroit? Yeah, that's progress
yeah.
for you. How about Flint? With that, yeah, people
oh,
are drinking
Lord.
Lead.
Flint is a ghost town. It's a ghost town.
They're drinking liquid lead. Oh, yeah, look at all this stuff.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
The auto industry. Yeah, they moved to Mexico. That's a hell of a success you got there, Mr. Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to vote for more
Don't
of
throw
it.
That away, Cap. Don't throw that progress away.
This guy is, he's a fake, he's a phony. either cheat. I'm so sick and tired of these people, all of them.
I know.
The Obamas, the Clintons. I mean, they're dirty. I mean, even talking about it makes me want to go take a shower. They're greasy. They're just filthy. These are dirty people. So I'm hoping that the FBI is going to, you know, do what my dream is.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and just they
you
can't
know,
get
tomorrow
on
night,
an email.
Cap, I wanted to let you know, Cap, tomorrow night I want to let you know at 4 o'clock I'm going to have a bunch of my supporters calling in while I'm live. So pay attention to those numbers, okay? There'll be a lot of numbers on your call screen tomorrow night from my show. Hopefully you can get a couple other people like Raquel and, you know, but you got to remember California numbers because, you know, I've been promoting this. And I'm putting it all on your program because I want to see you get the ratings.
Yeah, I know.
And, hey, this is important, brother. This is important. You know, this is our country. You know?
I know it is. And, I think this is, and I called it early on that the Cubs are going to win the World Series and Donald Trump is going to win
sure
the presidency. And this country is going to be shaping up. We're perking up. And I got one out of two. So now tomorrow night.
You got the Raiders, dude. You got the Raiders in the NFL.
I got the Raiders. I know. I got the Raiders. Watch out. Hey. The Raiders.
Cowboys and Raiders in the Super Bowl. What do you think, Cap?
I don't think they can. They can't. That's right. They can. That's right. They can go in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they can.
No, that would be. I could sign up for that ticket. Hell yeah.
There you go, brother. There you go, brother.
I could definitely sign up for that game. The Cowboys in Oakland? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Too bad they're not playing outside in the snow. That would even be better.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness. Oh, Lord.
Thanks
for Friday night, though. But, hey, it's good to dream, man. Hey, Cap, thanks for having me tonight. Listen, I will be calling you tomorrow night at 4 o'clock. I'll be on the road on location for you, okay?
I'll be on the air right here for everyone. So, all right, Joseph, thanks for calling in. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow. And, again, it looks like we're going to put it on. We're going to put this show on 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Wherever you are, doesn't matter where you are. Call, let us know what the feeling is. What's the mood around your polling station? Is anybody talking to you? What are they saying? How do they feel? That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. So give the show a call tomorrow if you want. But if you don't, you know, at least listen. Listen to what's going on. But in any event, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, all the people that were on their smartphones. Joseph for calling in, knows that we're in the chat room. Ahoy, welcome aboard. Glad you made it. I also want to thank those that do listen into Archive. We still get a lot of people that do listen into Archive, so I really want to thank you people. You make my numbers bigger and bigger every single day, so thank you very much. Thank everybody for listening. And we'll see you back here tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. Goodbye, everybody.